Hello, my name is Sinang Lee and I am 40 years old. Today is December 10th and I'm speaking with my mom, Huang Nu, who is here in Kauai with me. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
When I was childhood, I swimming on a river, small river, and we run around, you know, in a small farm like a plantation, like banana, mango, papayas around the house. Grandpa have a 1 acre, surrounded by one house. So we enjoy, and then we work in a rice field, you know, paddy rice field. So I enjoy it when I have a good childhood and I have a lot of friends. We play hide and seek, yeah, at night time until 9 o'clock. You know, we sail. We can bicycle all the time around the house, around neighborhood. Yes, collect money for my mom. Give the money for loan. So, was sail 1 mile, 2 mile, I bicycle by myself, no problem. Yes.
What was your personality like?
My personality, childhood, just that's what I grew up. I like that one. I like, bicycle and active, and I played volleyball at school, in school, volleyball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
My favorite of you when you childhood, after you born. During Khmer Rouge, almost, 19 years. Almost Vietnamese soldier liberation Cambodia. So I carry you walk to the jungle, the border, Thailand. You very quiet person. And lucky, that's why I give you the name Sinang Lee. Mm-hmm. Never cry at night time, never bother anything to me, And a good girl since I raised you until you grow up. Come United States, you go to school, I never advise you do this, do that. No, you learn by yourself. You are strong personality. You outgoing, socialize with people, That's all your personality. Mm-hmm. And grow up, yeah.
My name means lucky?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life.
During my rules. Occupied in Kampol Pot region. That's why very difficult for me in lifetime. Mm. Yeah. And I lost a lot of family. Mm-hmm. My parents. During Khmer Rouge, everybody lost a parent, family who loved so much. They torture them. They say you are rich, you are people cannot survive. They just, and we cannot have it. And after I got married at age 19 years old. I moved too far away from my parents, lived a different city called Province, Bat Dambong. So after Khmer Rouge took over, I fled another small town, so we tried to hide. It don't show who I was doing or my husband, your father was doing, no. That's why we survived and, we have 4 children, 3 sons and 1 daughter, That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all difficult time, Khmer Rouge.
Yeah.
We never forget it until now, no matter what. Until I die, I still remember.
What do you think made you and Pa survive that terrible time?
Yeah, at that time, that's what I said. Told you, we moved to another place. They sent us to another place, small village. Mm-hmm. So we tried to hide. No one know.
Mm-hmm. Is it in Bat Dambong?
Yes, Bat Dambong, Binh Rieu, Koh Cha. They sent to make a small, plant plantation, visit the board, pumpkin, provide, you know, the people there. So we worked so hard until like slavery, you know. That's why we survived.
Work under that Pol Pot.
Under my religion.
They make you work of like slaves.
No matter you don't know what to do, you push yourself so hard. Just like Killing Fields, you see the story Killing Fields? When the story, I watched that night, you see?
And my brothers, Dana, Victor, Sina, Dola, they were around too.
At that time, during Khmer Rouge occupied almost 5 years, since 1975 to 1979, they took my oldest son, Dana. At that time, he's 5 years old. He took to the live small camp separate from parents, to live small camp, you know.
With so, kids, other kids.
Yeah. And another kid lived with me because under age, you know, took to school, okay? And then, we didn't see him a long time until, you know, 1979, liberation, so he looking for a parent. So we found him, so we live together,
But Ba and you and Sina, the last, live in the same camp.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, not too far from, the same, same camp, And what else?
And tell me about the time you came to the United States, the day you arrived.
I think 1979, November. 1979, I moved to the Camp Kawedang first. Until 1980, November, we came to United States.
What was life like in Kawedang?
Yeah, Kawedang is better, you know. The Red Cross provide us some food. Provide food every day, you know, for survival. And medicine to treat people, you know, malaria, whatever they, Red Cross provide the best, to care. But now, you know, live and small, they make that bamboo, they give enough food to eat. Until I apply for, you know, invitation from my sponsor, Gumpy. We found him, so he petitioned us to come to United States, okay? And we come here November 1980. Yeah, so we enjoy here and we freedom this country we love so much. We alive, we so happy. We have opportunity to raise the kids at the school. We don't think we had ship like feel like no hope. We come here hope. We have dream this United States. We have dream come here. We look at around yourself. So go to school, education, you know, all kind of stuff. Yeah. We have hope. We have dream. Yeah. This is a dream of opportunity. The dream come true, you see?
Yeah. When we first came to the US, we stayed with our sponsor Kim D for a couple of weeks.
Tell me
about that. How was that like?
Yeah, you know, stay here, provide after clothes, food, stay for with him a couple of weeks after that we come run the house, apply for welfare, they support us for 5 years. After that we looking for a job, we working depend on by themselves, by myself, you know, my family, And then we go to school, learn how to speak English. Yeah, that's all. And
So, tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life. Inspire my.
I have a couple of friends. John, Mr. John. My family went to school with your dad, Kim Hun Lee, so they inspired to do the business. We don't know what to do, we just know how to speak English, not perfect. We don't have career, we don't have, good job to find a good job, so we decide work so hard, loan out shop, we don't have enough money, so the friend bother each other without pay interest. So put down the half, you know, half deposit, half 50% of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So we just grow, saying, God, we're lucky. We just start beginning with your dad. He bake and sell all day, 17 hours every day. Mm-hmm. Start from morning, 4 o'clock, open the door.
Mm-hmm.
We close at 8 o'clock. Yeah, so we work so hard then send the school and the kids are school and provide them the kids the best. We stop getting money from welfare only 4 or 5 years, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So we decide to write by ourselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
ourselves. So we lucky, we thank God that start a business. We grow, and then we bought a house. 2 years after we took business, 2 years we bought a house to live. Good neighborhood, that's all, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Puchon was a big influence.
Yeah, big influence. He helped us, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about 2 people who you remember that have been particularly kind to you in your life. If they were here today, what would you say to them? Two people kind,
Kimbon and Ok Chuong, her husband, very kind, yeah.
Okay,
help us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Her husband, Kimbon, Mak Kon Dam, yeah, Mak Kon Dam. Very kind, we close friend, we close best friend. We can help each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, since we come to United States, we don't have family. Mm-hmm. We only brought 4 kids and mm-hmm. your dad and me.
Mm-hmm.
No family.
And how did you know?
To know her, we do carry down close each other.
In the refugee
we camp. We refugee camp. Mm-hmm. We don't have money to buy the food, see, you know. We have a care, bring the kid to the eat at the care. They, you know, they provide the food at the care,
okay.
care center. Yeah. So, and she helped me before I came to United States. She came almost the same time. Her sister made them good food for us on the way. You know, I cannot forget them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our close friend, like a wife more than sister.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, over 30 years came to United States. How long? We know her until now. We still my friend.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, happy memory. Happy memory. Thank God I got married at age 19, married your dad, moved to another town. I say very happy because if I would live the same town I live, probably I die already.
Mm.
Because, you know, Khmer Rouge come in, yeah, looking for me, and they say, oh, you are wealthy children.
Mm.
You collect money every day, you know, bicycle, yeah. Because my mom asked me to go collect this family, so I go follow them, right? So, yeah, and live with her. I never work. I only take care of the kids, stay home mom, cook 2 meals a day. I rent the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I enjoy. I have a lot of friends, neighbor, you know.
Tell me more about the wedding day.
Wedding day is 3 days. That traditional culture.
Mm-hmm.
Invite whole family come to the house, make a party.
Mm-hmm.
And second day, groom side come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And my side come to our the celebration. They were, you know, traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Then start tomorrow, finish tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So we enjoy, you know, really enjoy happy because a lot of guests come here, had a table, surround your grandpa, make surround high chef, private chef,
mm-hmm.
cook it at home.
Mm-hmm.
So set up the table around the house. So we had more of them, you know, easy. So a lot of family come together, join together. So that the most happy year, yeah.
And you were 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of Ba?
I think about your dad. At first, I don't know how to love.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, I love him more.
It was
more
an arranged
more.
Marriage.
Arranged marriage, yes. Yeah, the correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What did you think of him when you first met him?
Yes, I think he's, even though he old couple, like 8 years old than me, but I think he's secure, he got a good job, good sense of humor, and he come from good family, good foundation. Yeah, he's nice. Until now, I married him. Until he passed away, I still married him, you see? Yeah, he's a wonderful man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what would you say is the secret to your happy and loving marriage?
The secret to make you happy, strong, the only thing, you have to learn to accept each other, respect each other, and compromise each other. That's the most important in your marriage. Don't think about me. If you think about me, you know, you don't know what right, what's wrong. You're not going to live together.
Okay. Tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life. You just shared some lessons in having a happy marriage.
Another lesson in life. I think in life, when you're gone, you don't take anything with you, the number one. And number two, you have to cut down stress. Stress can kill you, can make you sick. It's not negative, nothing important when you know, think about negative, but always think about positive, no matter what, you're poor, you're rich, you have to always think about positive in life. That's what I believe. Don't care about people rich or poor. As long as number one, healthy. He make you happy, that you enjoy, like your dad say, make you, when you're happy, you work, you make money. If you're not happy, your life is a miserable life. You don't feel like happy inside, outside, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for God bless us, come United States, you know, better life. Raise my children, make myself happy until now, from beginning until now. Never give me hard time, never give me trouble, you know, anything that I cannot solve problem. So I'm very thankful. Thank God every day. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.